Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Certain nursing homes in New York will soon be able to have visitors as New York's reopening continues. WCBS's Christy Kalishian reports.
Starting July 15th, nursing homes that haven't seen a COVID-19 case in the past 28 days at least will be able to let visitors in. At least one of these visitors has to be 18 or older, and only 10% of the nursing home's residents will be able to have visitors come in at any time. Nursing homes letting in visitors will be required to send their visitation plan to the Department of Health to make sure they're complying with state regulations. Residents will only be allowed two visitors at a time, who will be required to socially distance themselves, get a temperature check when entering, and wear face coverings. Or visitations could take place in what the state describes as a well-ventilated area with up to 10 socially distant people wearing masks. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Concession stands at New York State beaches are allowed to open this weekend. Visitors must adhere to social distancing and wear face masks as appropriate. The openings include the concessions at Jones Beach, Robert Moses State Park, Sunken Meadow State Park, and Lake Welch in Harriman State Park. Today, the governor reported daily hospitalizations have dropped below 800. That's the lowest level since March 18th. There were six COVID deaths in New York State yesterday. The three-day average of deaths is the lowest since March 16th. There's been an uptick in coronavirus cases in Westfield, New Jersey. Mayor Shelley Brindle says 10 additional cases have been reported since Tuesday. That brings the town's total to 299, including three yesterday linked to a single party. The town had reported no new cases in the last 2 weeks of June. Since then, graduation and summer parties are thought to have been spreaders. Other cases have been attributed to travel to states under Governor Murphy's quarantine order. Hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots are still being counted from New York's July 23rd primaries. Now, state lawmakers are pushing reform legislation to allow absentee voters to track their ballots. WCBS's Steve Burns reports.
In prior years, you needed a valid excuse to vote absentee in New York. But because of the pandemic, rules were opened up, allowing virtually anyone to request a ballot. And New Yorkers took advantage of that. The City Board of Elections reported receiving more than 384,000 absentee ballots in the June 23rd primary. That's a nearly 17-fold increase over the number of ballots counted in the 2016 primary.
We're looking at months of counting ahead of us.
The Board of Elections just isn't equipped to handle this, says New York State Senator Brad Hoyleman.
At the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is to ensure that a vote has been received if it's an absentee ballot, and count it.
His bill would require local election boards to confirm to voters that the ballot has come in and give a reason if it gets invalidated. 32 other states already have absentee trackers set up. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
On Monday, Long Island will hold its first criminal trial since the coronavirus forced courts to close in March. A retired legal secretary, Faye Dumchin, is scheduled to stand trial in Nassau County Court. She's charged with second-degree murder in the killing of a British tourist in 2018. The 68-year-old defendant is expected to take part in the trial from jail via Skype, and witnesses will testify remotely as well. Court officials say the use of Skype this way is a first for New York's court system. Katz's Delicatessen on the Lower East Side is offering outdoor dining for the first time in its 132-year history. But there is no waiter service. Visitors will order at the counter inside. while observing social distancing. They can eat outside if there's a table open. And Goya, which claims to be the largest Hispanic-owned food company in the U.S., is facing a backlash after its CEO, Robert Unanue, praised President Trump during a Thursday event at the White House. Here's CBS News correspondent Matt Piper.
The CEO said, "We're all truly blessed to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder." The backlash was quick. Calls to boycott Goya quickly spread on social media, with hashtags including Goya Way also trending. Those pushing for the boycott of Goya products cited a history of derogatory comments from the president and harsh policies toward Hispanics. The CEO says he is not apologizing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Time now for sports first. Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman tested positive for COVID-19. He's experiencing mild symptoms and is expected to be out for the foreseeable future. Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes says he expects to play this year. The 34-year-old slugger said he does not have an exact percentage of how he feels. He's battled several injuries recently, but says he feels way better than he did back in March. He hasn't played in almost 2 years. Let's get the weather forecast now with our meteorologist Danielle Niddle. And Danielle, still a lot of humidity in the air.
Still a lot of humidity, and that is still helping to fuel some of these showers and storms that remain north and west of the city here, John. We're looking at some pretty juicy storms at that right now around New Brunswick and Edison, up to around Passaic, and then up into the Hudson Valley. New City is one area, up towards Peekskill is another. So these storms are going to be with us, I think, pretty much right through the early part of our evening. Once we start to lose the heating of the day and we get past sunset, they'll finally start to lose kind of some of their fuel here. But until then, a little bit concerned still about some flooding downpours going on early this evening. And then later tonight, we'll be left with a partly cloudy sky, our low 72. Tomorrow, a dry day with some sunshine, going up to near 90 degrees for tomorrow, mid-70s tomorrow night. Monday, we'll have a shower, or again, a heavier, gustier storm back in our area, especially for the afternoon hours. The high for Monday, 86. For Tuesday, sunshine, some clouds. It'll be a warm day still, though a little bit less humid. Can't completely rule out an afternoon storm, mostly north of the city for Tuesday. High 87, and then mostly sunny, moving into Wednesday with a high of 88 degrees. Right now, 76 degrees in Ronkonkoma. It's 85 in Paramus. We have 82 degrees in Midtown. We'll go down tonight to a low of 72. John?
Thank you, Danielle.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880, or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!